all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
What?
Show us balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A coronavirus financial relief package is stalled by Democrats in the Senate who want more money for health care, for workers, and more restrictions on bailed out industries. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The measure, expected to total nearly $2 trillion, could provide direct payments to taxpayers, billions for hospitals, and loans and other incentives for small businesses and large corporations. Democrats, however, argue the Republican proposal failed to protect workers, describing the outline as a slush fund for big business. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, ahead of the failed vote, signaled House Democrats will unveil their own legislation this week.
There could be another vote to advance that Senate measure today after more negotiation. Japan's Prime Minister, meantime, now says it looks inevitable that the Summer Olympics will be postponed. Canada and Australia are refusing to send athletes because they haven't been able to train properly during the outbreak. America's listening to Fox News.
Good work. Fox says they sit in their ass.
The world is in turmoil, but that won't stop Broadway. It's Social Distancing the Musical.
If I were a rich man, I would buy up every roll of toilet paper I could see.
It's Corona on stage on the Great White Way.
Memories of when I could leave my house. Now I'm stuck on the inside with my terrible kids.
But in the midst of tragedy, there is hope.
The outbreak is gonna clear up if you don't touch your face.
It's Social Distancing the Musical.
Get your tickets fast because we're only allowing 4 people in for each showing.
You say it's COVID and I say Corona. You say pandemic and I say it's over. COVID, Corona, pandemic, it's over.
Until this passes, there'll be no more of this.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
One of the last constants is the weather. I mean, it's going to go on no matter what happens, right? It's going to be a warmer day today. I think we're up to maybe 80 degrees for the afternoon high today. And then there's going to be some scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up on the radar, a couple of which during the afternoon and evening could be on the strong side. They have us in a marginal severe weather risk today. Tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, even warmer. How about 84? Why these scattered storms possible? Better chance Tuesday evening, into Tuesday night, perhaps. Wednesday should be dry. Low to mid-80s Wednesday, flirting with record highs Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I think record highs will be in jeopardy each day with upper 80s to maybe teasing 90 degrees on Friday. Last year, first time we did that was May 8th. Right now, this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies, 88% humidity. It's 64 at 6:11.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up, Domi.
Well, that's one way of doing it.
Sorry, Your Majesty.
What would you prefer?
Good morning, beautiful.
Have you looked in a mirror lately?
I looked in the mirror this morning.
It was like
the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen.
I hate to tell you this, bro, but
you're looking at
life through a funhouse mirror. Can we please just start?
Okay, sure.
Showtime. And welcome to Monday morning. It is 6:11. Thanks to everybody who tuned in over the weekend. I don't know that I've ever had more feedback. I mean, we just hung out, brought news, tried to keep light and keep company with folks.
It was very... I'm so glad you did it. I listened to most of it. I tried to participate a little bit on both days.
You did.
And I hope we're gonna get all through this. We're gonna get through this for sure. And but I appreciate your brightening up people's day. People were happy to.
I need to begin with something I know to be a fact. There is a thing going around social media, primarily Facebook, claiming that Jackson Hospital is overwhelmed with corona patients. That's total bullcrap. If you get that, tell the person it's not true. I've checked. We have three cases in our county, six in Elmore. And Jay, I don't know what you guys do differently up in Otago, but nothing.
Well, I mean, you know, if anybody in Otago is like me, we just stay inside.
And never see each other.
And we don't go out or do anything. No, I don't know. One of my friends said that the other day. He's like, how is Montgomery County only have three? Not that I'm saying that we should have more, but it's just amazing that that's the lowest that we've got.
A couple of theories on that. One, we don't have an international airport here. Birmingham does. Also, Atlanta has had a bunch of cases, and they're very close to the eastern counties in our state. So there's probably been some of that, you know,
sure,
across the state line over that end. But I'm happy to report. I went to Food Outlet yesterday after we finished our show. And every time I've been to Food Outlet, you could put together a basket. The hoarding thing is frowned upon. You know, most stores have limits and stuff. But I saw Danny Patterson yesterday, and man, they're working long hours. They're working long hours. I saw my buddy the butcher there. He's busy trying to keep, you know, meat in the meat case, but they had ground beef and just about anything you need yesterday. They had it at Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, and we had good reports on Friday from the store there and Prattville as well. So, again, you know, I had the challenge of writing a magazine column last night.
I love the title you picked. It is so good.
Well, yeah, the first line I wrote is, and I wrote it in italics, warning, everything you're about to read could be totally wrong by the time it gets to you, you know, because things are changing in such a minute to minute. But I wrote a piece called We Flew into a Cuckoo's Nest. And it kind of gets into some of the insanity here. I am hoping... you know, politicians are like lemmings. They follow each other off the cliff. I would highly encourage Governor Ivey to not put us on lockdown here. I don't think the cases justify it. I don't think we need to kill the local economy. One of the most insane of all is Illinois. I can see Chicago taking measures because, like other big cities, they're stacked on top of each other, and it's spread much faster there.
Right.
But the rest of Illinois is most of the state, and it's largely rural and small town like ours. You know, Peoria, Montgomery, Springfield, they're all kind of, you know, same size. And country folk in Illinois think very differently than city folk in Chicago do. So... there's no word of that coming. If that word does get around, some businesses have prepared so that people have ID to travel for necessary jobs. But don't mistake. That's a preventive step. That's a just in case. Let's hope that we keep our heads.
Let's hope they don't close the parks too. I mean.
As long as you're not close
together with somebody.
This is one of the few times I'm praying for that 90-degree weather. Because that flu, you know, there's a reason flu is seasonal. It comes in the colder weather, lasts through the winter, and starts to taper off. And maybe a good heat wave will help keep this thing at bay. In the meantime, we will have the Williams Hall Wake Up, our rocket scientist of the day, and more just ahead at 16 after 6, Greg, Jay, and Rich.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall says law enforcement officials can issue misdemeanor citations for violating the state health officer's orders against large gatherings to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, although he urged restraint in doing so. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases continues to increase in Alabama as more people are tested. State health officials say at least 1,600 people have now been tested. Jefferson County is reporting the most confirmed cases. And Troy police are investigating a weekend stabbing. Authorities tell us the stabbing happened just after 8 o'clock Sunday night in the 800 block of North 3 Knott Street. The victim was flown to a Montgomery hospital in serious condition. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 8 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:19, it's the Williams Hill Wake Up.
South by Southwest, get ready for the ultimate concert of the season. Social Distancing Festival 2020. Over 25 of your favorite artists. Featuring 6 Feet Away, Out of Teepee, Wash Your Hands, Market Crash, Binge Watching, Cabin Fever, and more. Performing live on Zoom from their living rooms.
I hope you can hear this.
No massive parking lot. No giant festival stage. No standing in line to use a porta potty. It's the ultimate once-in-a-lifetime concert event. Providing there isn't another worldwide pandemic anytime soon after this one passes.
I'm all alone. All alone on the sofa.
Social Distancing Festival 2020. Streaming soon.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, It's Greg Budell.
See this? I'm actually eating yogurt. Rosie has really clamped down on the food behavior.
Is that right?
Really? Because there's a whole lot of donuts around this place.
I don't know nothing about Bertha, no donuts. But I do know something about birthing in Walmart, because I have a story here.
Yeah.
A pregnant woman in Missouri went into labor in Walmart, and guess what aisle she was in?
God, I hope it wasn't produce, because that's all exposed.
No. Toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
So we were like, okay, what do we do now? Another lady comes around the corner. She says, I'm a delivery nurse. Can I help? And we was like, yes, please. Please help us. She had gloves in her pocket. She was ready to go. Crowd control, not like the best with blood, so that was my job, is holding the sheet and crowd control, making sure that nobody invaded what privacy the poor lady still had. They're the typical fire department that shops in our store, so they were pretty proud of themselves. And then when they wheeled her out on the gurney, there were customers, of course, gathered, and she kind of raised her hand. Everyone clapped for us. You know, feel good moment. Everybody's going through so much, and with a baby, it's like everything comes full circle.
Jeb Bush was there.
Please clap.
He said. That's got to be kind of freaky, though, when somebody goes into labor.
In the toilet paper aisle.
In the toilet paper aisle.
Ironic.
And no word on whether or not there was a toilet paper in the aisle of Walmarts, but they're getting the supplies back up. Mr. Electric, 245-1566. When you need service, it's all Master Certified Electricians, the best of the best. And maybe now is time to address some of those things you've been putting off around the house. And if your home is 20 or more years older, it's always a good idea to get it checked out, to make sure the electrical system is in good health. You don't have frayed or aging wiring. Electrical fires are devastating. That's 245-1566 or visit MrElectricOfMontgomery.com. We're going to be reminding you about our sponsors throughout the morning. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, still doing free pickup and delivery.
Right.
Fitzpatrick Nursery is open, and that's out in the country, so you can really get away from it all, get some fresh air, and see some beautiful flowers.
MPB still fixing cars.
I got to tell you, I saw yours.
Yeah. You know, we always say good as new, maybe better.
Yeah.
My car came back better than it was before the accident.
It always looked nice. You're a fastidious person. You keep your things in good shape. But I did a double take when I saw it.
It's beautiful.
Man. So, great work by the Turners. Donnie and Brandon Turner at MPB, 27 Rec with a W. And if there's anything you need to add informationally to what's going on this morning, our number is 272-9228 at 624. Wow, Skipper just uploaded a traffic. It's one of the shortest I've ever seen.
That's what she's...
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Nothing really to report. Everything's rolling along at the speed limit this morning. No problems anywhere. No accidents in to tell you about. We are going to keep an eye on your traffic all morning long. Anything happens, we will let you know about it right here. Scholarships are available at Trenum State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, and more. Call Trenum State, 334-420-4344. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit ThompsonTractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to the Corona Olympics here in Tokyo. At the start of the hand-washing sprint, athletes are on their marks 6 feet apart. And they're off. Simone Biles grabs the bar, the soap bar, and she performs a double-double. That means she doubles up the suds on both of her hands. And the Russian contestant was just disqualified for using bleach. China is pulling ahead. We have them to thank for starting this whole sport. The French contestants can wash their hands, but man, do they need a shower. And the winner is everyone. Yes, everyone wins if you actually wash your hands. And now the athletes are high-fiving each other. We're going to have to do this event all over again. Back after this with the toilet paper relay.
At 6:28 with the timeline for March 23rd, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
It is the 83rd day of the year. 280 days are remaining. On National Puppy Day, I saw you posted there. Sure missing my puppy, but I did make... Yeah, I did make an important step, though. I did go to the Humane Society.
Yeah.
And I got myself there and just checked things out.
Any close calls?
I'm taking this one step at a time. We'll see. There'll be a creature at my house someday.
I was there yesterday. Speaking of creatures.
I was wondering why the couch smelled like it did. It's National Chip and Dip Day. And it's World Meteorological Day. Don't hug a meteorologist today. Keep your social distance. On this date in 1775, Patrick Henry delivers his address to the Virginia Political Convention. And he declared, "As for me... give me liberty or give me death." 1806, Lewis and Clark reached the Pacific coast finally. They spotted an In-N-Out burger.
That's funny.
1839, OK enters the national vernacular. It's really an abbreviation for all, O-L-L, correct, with a K. A popular slang misspelling of all correct. So OK makes it into everyday speech. On this date in 1912, the Dixie Cup was invented. It was created by a guy who was worried about disease being spread by people sharing a dipper to drink in railway stations and other public buildings. Understandable. 95 years ago, 1925, Tennessee banned teaching evolution in public schools because it contradicted the story of creation in the Bible. So when high school teacher John Scopes broke the law, the press called it the Scopes Monkey Trial. He was convicted and fined $100. That's about $1,400 in today's money. The law was not repealed until 1967. Now, our song of the day. Top five song, 1975. School of Broadcasting students, this is a very strong top of the hour coming out of the Legal Jingle song. Drums are strong on this track. Chicago 8, the album, Peter Cetera, the lead singer. Good times I remember. Old days, fun days filled with simple pleasures. Chicago! Chicago to get us started. Actually, that's our second Chicago song because you started out with it.
Yeah.
Some Chicago, feeling stronger every day. Top of the hour. That was great. On the State in 82, Joni Loves Chachi, starring Aaron Morin and Scott Baio, debuted on ABC. You got to be careful, though. Chachi is very similar to a Korean word that means penis. So it gives the show a very different meaning in Korea. Joni Loves Chachi.
Well, how do we know that she didn't anyway?
They were frequently not available when they had the tape. 1983, President Reagan first proposes developing these technology to intercept enemy missiles. It came to be known as Star Wars. Same day in 83, 37 years ago, artificial heart patient dies. That was Barney Clark. He died 112 days after becoming the first recipient of a artificial heart.
That was a big deal.
It was. It really was. On this date in 85, a famous marriage, Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley, married in New York. Billy divorced in 94. Former Creedence Clearwater Revival frontman John Fogerty on this date in 85 went to number one on the album chart with Centerfield. It was his first album in 9 years. He took a long break from music because of legal battles he's having with the record company. 1990, Pretty Woman hits theaters. Julia Roberts, Richard Gere. 22 years ago in 1998, Titanic won 11 Oscars at the 70th Academy Awards, tying the record set by Ben-Hur back in 1959. 9 years ago today in 2011, Elizabeth Taylor passed away at the age of 79. We have some birthdays here. I see Perez Hilton, gossip columnist, is 42. Brett Young is a country singer. He's 39. John Wayne Bobbitt, cross your legs, is 53. Richard Grieco, he was Officer Dennis Booker on 21 Jump Street, 55 years old today. Chaka Khan, is 67. Rick Ocasek would have had a birthday today. He would have been 71 today. Lead singer of The Cars died in 2019. Again, we're having trouble finding things to count down to, but we'll do some constants. For instance, we're 20 days away from Easter. Nothing's going to change that. Memorial Day is 62 days away, and hopefully we'll have baseball by then.
I think we will.
SEC football, ? 164 days away. And there's nothing that can take away Thanksgiving. It's 246 days away, and that is your timeline.
With your host, the optimistic Rich Thomas. Interesting question I would like to kick around a little bit later, and it was posed by our news partners. Maybe I should bring it up with them after we talk about superheroes and supervillains. And again, we want to continue, and so many of you just came through and helped out. The one thing we can do right now that will make a contribution to keeping our businesses, our local lifeblood going, is to use them when you can. Shop at Food Outlet. Get your car serviced by Don Duncan. They're doing free pickup and delivery.
That's right.
Saturday morning, Rich and I went to Infusion. They're open from 9 to noon on Saturday, and we got vitamin C IVs.
An immune-boosting IV, and so it was a great thing.
And, of course, those are administered by nurses, so everything is totally clean. There's no... if that's a concern, and I think we're looking at everything through that prism these days, no worries. That is a very, very well-sanitized facility.
Maybe a little bit after 7, we'll talk about this from the health department. They're saying, what happens if you need to go to a tornado shelter?
That's the question I was going to ask.
Yeah, we're going to get into that here in just a little while.
There you go. How could we not be on the same page? We are.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wally Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Boy, oh boy, radar is busy in North Alabama this morning. Just lots of storms and lightning and thunder and mainly most of that is north of Birmingham right now. But as the day goes on, that band of showers and storms will be sinking southward. And we could see some scattered showers and thunderstorms here later on this afternoon and this evening. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. Storm Prediction Center has us in a marginal severe weather risk. Today's high 80, tonight's low 64. Tomorrow, look for a high around 84. Widely scattered storms are possible, but I think the better rain chances will be across the northern counties tomorrow. Wednesday should be a dry day. We're in the low to mid-80s. We'll be flirting with record highs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Records that will be in jeopardy will be all in the upper 80s, and we may be near 90 degrees by Friday. It is certainly not out of the question. Right now, cloudy skies for the most part. Southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Very humid, 88% humidity, and 64. 638.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
637, we're all kind of turning to our DVRs to find long-recorded entertainment we haven't gotten around to watching. And before I left to visit Goose the week before last, mm-hmm. I set up to record America's Hidden Secrets on Smithsonian. So yesterday I got to pop this thing on. It's a documentary on the 1918 Spanish flu.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I could just tell you one thing. The Spanish flu makes this look like a sneeze. The Spanish flu was... That was a whole different ballgame in an era where we didn't know much about germs and isolation and all that kind of stuff.
I started watching Pandemic on Netflix, and I couldn't get through it. It was just too... It was hitting close to home.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. And you know, you can't dwell on...
No.
On negative stuff.
No, this will pass. This is going to be over, and I'm still convinced with all the measures that have been taken, it'll be over sooner than later.
I hope so.
But I want to see today two things I... kind of hope they will close the stock exchange for a couple days and give things a chance to settle, get plans in place.
A breather.
So they're not all scaring each other. And let's get Pelosi's holding up this bill. People want to know that money is coming if they've been laid off and stuff. Let's get that out there. 6:39, quick check on traffic. We'll be on TV in just a bit.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have light to moderate traffic all around the river region. We're a little bit after 6:30 and just not a lot of folks on the road this morning. We do have just a little bit of congestion in a couple of places. The Wetumpka Highway and the Northeast Boulevard, that intersection there with Congressman Dickinson. Also on the Atlanta Highway at Madison Avenue into downtown, a little congestion there. And Highway 331 at East South Boulevard. Other than that, everything is a big green go around the city. Use caution. Keep it here. We will keep you updated throughout the morning. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton, 270-9177. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A coronavirus financial relief package is stalled by Democrats in the Senate who want more money for health care, for workers, and more restrictions on bailed-out industries. Fox's Jared Halpern.
The measure, expected to total nearly $2 trillion, could provide direct payments to taxpayers, billions for hospitals, and loans and other incentives for small businesses and large corporations. Democrats, however, argue the Republican proposal failed to protect workers, describing the outline as a slush fund for big business. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, ahead of the failed vote, signaled House Democrats will unveil their own legislation this week.
There could be another vote to advance that Senate measure today after more negotiation. Japan's Prime Minister, meantime, now says it looks inevitable that the Summer Olympics will be postponed. Canada and Australia are refusing to send athletes because they haven't been able to train properly during the outbreak. America's listening to Fox News.
You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
Do you have a favorite superhero, or what about a favorite villain? A new survey found America's favorite superheroes are Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Captain America, and Iron Man. And our favorite villains are the Joker, Catwoman, Venom, Thanos, and Lex Luthor. There's a lot to talk about with two of my three heroes over at News Talk 93.1. Jay and Rich, how are you this morning?
Oh, he's starting now. I noticed he didn't make the supervillain list, though. Ryan didn't.
No.
Yeah, he should have been on that list.
My favorite hero is Weatherman, with one exception.
With one exception.
Okay, guys, now that we got this all off our chest.
We had the whole weekend just building up, you know. Yeah.
No surprise that Superman is number one on this list.
Who is the best, though? Who is the best? I've read many versions of Superman. Jay, who's your favorite?
The comic book version.
I read them for years, the DC, when I was a kid, yeah.
I know you're saying as far as actors and that sort of thing. Yeah. I grew up on Christopher Reeve, yeah. and that's my guy.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job.
I actually met Superman, Christopher Reeve, in New York City at the opening of a horrible movie called The Pirates of Penzance. We did a contest. I used to work in Miami. We did a contest at a radio...
Miami Man!
That's me. At a radio station down there, and we took two listeners to New York for the premiere of this horrible movie. And then afterwards, there was a big after party, and it was packed, and there were a lot of celebrities there, and I backed into a guy, and we turned around, and both said, excuse me, at the same time. And it was Christopher Reeve.
Huh.
And I got to tell you, I'm not a small guy, but when you look up at him, he looks like Superman in person.
Did he look more like Clark Kent or Superman?
He didn't have glasses on, so he looked a lot more like Superman. Very nice man, though.
The black and white version? George Reeves.
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. They had Reeves. They shared that name, right?
Well, we were dumb little kids. We watched that version of it. And I always wondered how they came up with the sound when Superman flew. Ryan, are you familiar with that version of Superman, or is that before your time?
But I've always wondered that too, how they came up with some of the old sounds and some of that stuff.
Yeah, because when he flew, he sounded like a leaking tire.
Around back then.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Oh yeah. I watched him live on our 5-inch television set.
Back then, he was mediocre man.
That was so long ago. Look what he did there. You see what he did? I always wondered why he sounded like a deflated...
He can leave a giant building, but he can't dodge a bus.
Good. Good one.
Point for Ryan. Ryan. I always wondered why he made a sound like a leaking tire when he flew. It was like...
Right.
Is that what the human body would sound like if it flew? Or would it sound more like a leaking... a leaking balloon? I think I have that one here somewhere.
Yeah. What about the villains list now? Did anything surprise you on the villains list? I thought, the Joker, all right. But I thought Lex Luthor should have been a little bit higher on the...
I thought so, too.
He was number five. I thought he should be higher.
The Joker had a mental condition. Lex Luthor was pure evil.
He was. Yeah.
So, you know, that was his persona. So I think he probably tops the list for me.
Who is Harley Quinn?
That's a romance
novel.
That's
the Joker's girlfriend.
Oh.
She is also...
I didn't know he was seeing anybody. I didn't go see the Joaquin
It's
Phoenix.
Not the best of relationships, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen the Joaquin version of the Joker either, but... All right, so there you go. Superheroes.
Oh, the Penguin. Burgess Meredith is the Penguin. He was good in the original Batman TV show.
I thought so, too. Yeah.
And Adam West will always be the one and only Batman.
All right, there we go.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. Most of the time, Rich. And to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, be sure to tune in to them Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. Still more to come on Alabama News Rising.
I'm getting to think he really hates me.
He does. He told me in a chat, I hate that, Greg. No. Of course he doesn't. It's all fun and games.
All right. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I've had quite enough of this this morning.
Okay.
Now, I need to paste in. I need to make a quick trip downstairs.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
And I need something about this long.
That's what she's...
To play with that. I know.
That works just about anywhere.
It works really, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many ways you can use it.
That's what...
In fact, there's a website...
That's what she says, that comes.
There's a website where you can hire celebrities to do cameos. Yeah. I may look up and see what a couple of those office characters charge for a personal message to somebody.
Did you have the... Because he died over the weekend, I didn't know if you had that part of The Office where they sing The Gambler.
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't even know if you've seen that episode yet.
I may not. I've seen more than half, and I love the show.
Did you see the idiots who came out immediately on Facebook and said that Kenny died of coronavirus?
Oh, God.
People are now, idiots.
In the cheap and trashy, idiots. We have the full celebrity infection list.
Okay.
Good. A celebrity infection.
You ever thought we'd be doing this kind of stuff in the show? I didn't. 647. We'll be back with the cheap and trashy after this.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Yeah. Alabama license number 92244.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... And Doug.
Limu. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Monday, when I think about you, I really get bummed. I'd like just a week without you, that would be fun. I wish I could go back to sleep like I did yesterday. But I go to work, my profession leaves me crying, can't get away. Feel like Monday. Feel like Monday sucks. Feel like Monday sucks. Feel like Monday sucks. Feel like Monday sucks, don't you?
It's only temporary, folks.
Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Monday edition of the Cheap and Trashy. Apparently, Harvey Weinstein has coronavirus.
You're kidding, really?
Does
anybody... He's had some bad luck here lately.
Anybody care about him?
No.
Let's see. I have the celebrity corona list here somewhere. Where did it go? Don't worry, I'm much better organized than I sound. Let's see. Idris Elba, you know about him. His wife also got it. Not really a surprise there. I guess they weren't practicing their social distancing. And later on this morning, there is a story here about what couples might consider doing to love their way through the coronavirus
That was delicately put.
Yeah, you know, and actually, solitude is recommended, and it boosts the immune system. But if you'd rather go to infusion and get an IV boost there, nobody, we will applaud that move right now. What was number one at the box office over the weekend? Oh, that's right. There was no
box office.
That's right. But have you done that a million times, though, recently when you think about you're going to do this and you go, oh, that's right. I can't do that. That's not going on anymore. Can't do that. It's on hold.
Here's the list.
Right?
Andy Cohen, Harvey Weinstein. I don't think it would be funny to say,
hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
When Placido Domingo has it.
Oh, Placido Domingo, yeah.
Prince Albert of Monaco. Keyboard player from Bon Jovi. Debbie Mazar from Goodfellas and Entourage. Cesar Hulf. She's one of those who, like some of us here, think maybe this was around before they really identified it. And we've had it already. Because a bunch of us went through 2 weeks of absolute misery, right?
Yeah, it was, it just stuck around.
For a long time.
It does.
Hey, does Merkel have it, Germany?
She's self-quarantining.
Because somebody had it.
Oh.
Oh, no, her doctor. A doctor she was in contact with not too long afterwards tested positive. And so she's now in self-quarantine, I guess, awaiting her results.
That happened with both Trump and Pence, and neither one tested positive for the virus. In the meantime, in other celebrity lip-diddling excitement, Kelly Clarkson and her family are quarantining in their cabin in Montana.
Yeah.
It's way up there in the hills, like around where Patches live. Oh, that was in Alabama, excuse me. Their plumbing froze up, so Kelly Clarkson, major celebrity, was reduced to using her toddler's potty. It's amazing how inventive we can be when the situation calls for it. Let's see. J.K. Rowling has given teachers permission to post video themselves reading from the Harry Potter books to kids. Normally, that would violate copyright laws. That's kind of nice. Rosie O'Donnell. We will say something good about her today. She helped raise $500,000 for actors that are out of work on Broadway with all the theaters there closed. Canada has dropped out of the Olympics.
One more country, too, besides Canada. I forget what the other one is.
Japan is... Brazil and Norway have also called on the IOC to postpone. Australia...
One of the main contentions is that their athletes don't have enough time to train properly.
Yeah, I don't think it's an issue that they couldn't put the venue on time. Right. It's getting the athletes the time they need.
Mm-hmm.
Australia actually told its athletes to prepare for the games in 2021, and I don't think it's a big deal if they delay it till next year and then have a three-year separation between the games. That can be done. One of the more disturbing things over the week, did you see the naked Madonna bathtub video?
I did not.
No. Missed that one across my social feed.
If it's not on TikTok, I haven't seen it.
That's where I got it. Are we friends on TikTok? let's see. Oh, and there is a Sweet Caroline parody by Neil Diamond. I'm going to look that up in our system and find it. Joe Buck is keeping his broadcasting skills up by doing play-by-play of his family.
Oh, that's encouraging.
And later on, since we're all looking for things to do, kill some time, we've got the 10 best shows that nobody is watching. And, of course, over the weekend, we spent time on this Saturday, especially Kenny Rogers passed away. Did they do that SmackDown thing in front of no people? Did you see that?
I know they've done a couple. I don't know if they did this Friday or not, but I know they've done a couple, and they're going ahead with WrestleMania, which is not this weekend, but a weekend after this one, this coming.
Just not touching.
No, they're no, they're touching. It's just going to be a. They need to call the thing off, honestly. It's going to be over two nights. It's being held in, like, their performance center, which is just a glorified gym. And no crowd. It's going to be the weirdest thing. So strange to see.
Making an attempt to have something happen.
Just like yesterday was so strange to watch NASCAR in video game form.
Yeah.
They raced on a digital track in Miami.
Yeah.
On a video game. In a video game. Drivers behind video game steering wheels.
That is bizarre.
With play-by-play, or, well, whatever you call it in NASCAR, drive-by-drive, I don't know. It's so weird.
So it wasn't even cars going in circles. It was digital cars going in circles. Wow.
Among businesses that are up and running and maybe places you can get things done, we remind you, free pickup and delivery from Don Duncan. Go to their Facebook page, Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto, to get the number of the location nearest you. They serve all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14. They're downtown at Four-Way Medicine. That location, obviously, with the government buildings closed and stuff, has been quiet, so you can get in and out of there real quick. You sit and wait, they'll get it done for you. And Lewis Lawn is opening in 2 minutes. They'll be open from 7 to 5 all day. The rain yesterday certainly helps push the grass along. The trees are all in blossom.
Half an inch in my house, so 0.56 in 2 hours.
0.41, that's what we had.
There you go.
So if you need new equipment, Lewis Lawn, you know, you can talk to them about financing if you need to. And if you have something that's been sitting in the garage and is not starting, bring it there and get it serviced. At Lewis Lawn, they have a full service department, for whatever you buy. Right now, one of the more popular sellers is the Ego product line. Those are chargeable mowers. They have both configurations, push, self-propelled, just like regular gasoline-powered mowers, and they're very comparably priced. And they work really nice. Jenny Lewis did a full demonstration for me about a month or so ago. And I'm looking at maybe getting one of those chargeable mowers. These self-propel. They have edgers and trimmers too. So it's time to get something done in the garden at home. Lewis Lawn is open now. 244-9191 is their phone number. 244-9191 for our good friends at Lewis Lawn. Let's keep our local businesses busy during this time.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334